I'm asking all of my listeners, my proud supporters of our courageous men and women in blue, to join me and express your unwavering appreciation for law enforcement. Thin Blue Line USA has stylish apparel, great accessories that make a statement, and flags that fly with pride. They've got everything you need to show your support for law enforcement. Go to thinbluelineusa.com and shop a wide selection of products to show up your patriotism. Use code SID and get 15% off. Stand with me, Sid, and stand with WABC as we honor those who protect and serve. ThinBlueLineUSA.com. Once again, use the code word SID.
My next guest, who does an amazing job, gets huge ratings, 12 to 1 every weekday afternoon, and of course owns the weekend overnights here at WABC, a man that when there is a crisis, he does show up, unlike Pete Buttigieg. Him and his people, for better than 40 years, the Guardian Angels. So Donald Trump is in Ohio today. The question is, Curtis, did you consider sending your folks, and I mean this sincerely, did you consider sending the Guardian Angels to East Palestine today?
Well, I have Guardian Angels in Cleveland, Ohio, and I advise them not to drink the water each day in Cleveland, Ohio, every day.
I wouldn't drink it anyway.
But let me,
By the way, that was a pathetic photo op yesterday with the governor, Mike DeWine, drinking water out of some old lady's tap in her kitchen in East Palestine. Well, I mean, give me a break.
He's a whiner. He's a whiner. But let me give you a little constructive criticism, ratings king.
Uh-huh.
You used Rosie O'Donnell, the 9/11 denier.
Well, she was right, though. She was right.
How dare she? How dare she? She denied that 9/11 took place with Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda.
I wouldn't play her on 9/11, but she was exactly right. Whitman told you the air was safe.
That's true.
People are still dying 22 years later. So, yes, for one day in one situation, fat Rosie O'Donnell was actually
right. All right, but call Christine Todd witless, please, because she's witless. And, by the way, don't you dare go to St. Patrick's Cathedral today.
Why?
And get ashes. What are you going to do, a Bill Clinton who did that in Soweto in South Africa? You'll be like Al Pacino in Devil's Advocate. Put your finger right in the holy water and it'll start to boil. Like Lucifer, like Satan.
Would that happen if I did that? It would start to boil?
Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you do that as a test today, huh?
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago, my dear friend Tom Mango and Cheryl Klein, my two dear friends out of Brooklyn, Danielle's friends too, Tom Mango lost his mom. And we went to Good Shepherd Church, you know it, in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Right by Bedford Avenue, for Tom Mango's mother's funeral. And Danielle was very thirsty that morning. And we're waiting in, I guess, the vestibule before the mass actually started. And she saw what looked like a water cooler. And she made her way towards it. She was about to pour a glass of cold water until she saw at the very end a sign that said holy water.
Exactly. That would have been a double disgraziata. Although you would have had a quick bowel movement, that's for sure. By the way, I see you bringing on the warmongers back-to-back, belly-to-belly. Gordon Chang, war, war. Governor Chang, what is that? General Jack Jacobs, war, war, war. What are you, fueling the war machine
here? Yes.
Why don't we play War Pigs, right? By Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath. War, we need war. The industrial war machine, war, war, war.
I can't believe on this Wednesday morning, he seized on Colonel Jack Jacobs. And you're right, I am. I'm preparing you because I think, folks, you're not taking this seriously enough. We are moments away from World War III. So you're right about Jacobs and Chang. But of all the guests I'm bringing on, you don't mention the guy coming up in about 50 minutes at 8:05 this morning. Your friend, the man that beat you in the mayoral race, Mayor Eric Adams.
By the way, I've been doing his job, as you noticed. Yesterday I was in Astoria opening up the Ronald Reagan Republican Club and calling it Lexington and Concord as we're running candidates against AOC, all out crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, leader of the Democratic Socialists of America, and come on, how come no moderate Democrats challenge him in the primaries? Here's your guy, Eric Adams, refusing to name and shame. We're going to stop the progressives. Well, why not challenge him in a primary? Why not? Hey, where's your set? You talk, oh, yeah, what do you do? And ask him why when he went up to Albany with the tin can in his hand and he got ugats, he got bupkis, nothing for charter schools. He said, no, we can't afford charter schools, but we can afford $4 billion for illegal aliens to put them up at the Holiday Inn on Rector Street in Wall Street. Ask him the questions. Come on, Sid, put it to him. He didn't mention anything about no cash bail. And plus, if you want to get weed, you go right across the street from City Hall. It's a place called Jungle Boys, where they're selling illegal weed like there's no tomorrow. And he said, well, we got to stop this. Man up and do something about it. If Rudy were mayor, you know that wouldn't be happening.
Oh, God, I'm tired of hearing that, too. And no one loved Rudy Giuliani more than me, and he's the greatest mayor of all time and the greatest politician of all time. But, man, we're 40 years from that. It's like mentioning, Bernie. We got good ratings back in 2000.
Well, I say, who mentioned that the other day? That was DeSantis out in Staten Island said the city was in the best shape in the world when we had Giuliani and Bloomberg.
Well, he's right. And that was part of my frustration with Adams. That's why the mayor is coming on today, and that's why I sent him a very nasty text, which I showed you. It was nasty about his tweet to DeSantis. But to the point about the pot shops, page 2 in the New York Post reads, NYC's dopey dilemma. Eric helpless on pot shops.
Totally helpless.
And every time... What do you want exactly? What do people of New York City want Eric to do in that particular situation?
Go in and shut him down! Padlock him! Make arrests! Stop acting like, I can't do anything. I can't do anything about illegal aliens. I can't... He acts like he can't do anything. He's the most powerful elected official in New York State. He's the mayor of New York City. Act like the freaking mayor.
Let me ask you about that, because you would think that would be the case. You would think that if you asked a little kid, my son, for example, he would go the mayor. But in all honesty, does he have more power right now, legitimate power, than, Andrea Stewart Cousins? I don't think he does.
He has to use the power. He goes there and he gets feckless. And your friend coming up, Peter King, that Eric Adams Republican, I want you to ask him this question. When Eric Adams was up there in front of the state legislature, the state senator of Nassau County said, I understand, Mayor Eric Adams, you're going to be moving in illegal aliens to Nassau County Coliseum. And he said, well, we are in negotiation with the leasee.
Well, the Islanders left.
I haven't heard anything from Peter King, from Bruce. I can't chew gum and think at the same time. Blakeman.
What? What is it? Now, hold on a second. I know you've got issues with Bo Deedle. I know you've got issues with Peter King, Eric Adams. Quite frankly, outside of a couple of cats and Nancy, everybody in this city. Where is this ugliness coming from the Nassau County executive, Bruce Blakeman, my friend?
Because he does nothing. What? They're going to move in illegal aliens from New York City to Nassau County Coliseum. Peter King said nothing at all. He was on the other day on the roundtable discussion at 5 that he's often on. How come all of a sudden, and who? What did they give us? They gave us George Santos. Every night we got to watch this guy on TV.
Well, you can't blame Peter King for George Santos.
Remember Rocco and The Godfather?
Sure.
Can Peter King find Rocco out there in Massapequa Park and have him find a pillow and put it over George Santos' head and be done with it?
So this last brilliant 5 minutes from you, and it is brilliant, it does beg one question.
Yes.
Because now you've taken out like 30 people in a matter of 5 minutes. I know who you don't like. Basically the whole city.
Right. There's one more. I see. Oh, Keenan Owl. We're not going to name it back to the Tappan Zee Bridge. What? Are you going to have a name change? You're going to have a contest here? Put it back to the Tappan Zee Bridge. And don't you dare accede to Scaramucci, who is Utrador, who is Scalazzo, and have a sit down with Chris Cuomo, because he's going to try to use you as the number one guy in the morning. Didn't I tell you that yesterday?
Yes, you did.
The number one ratings king in the morning. They need you, Sid, to block the removal of Mario Faccia Brutta Cuomo, King Cuomo the First. Hey, Mario, ascendeme, duce, you prominence machine. And you what? Don't let Scaramucci do that, please.
Well, I just may. But I think the bridge should be named the Curtis Lewa Bridge. I'm not even kidding about that. But now that we know you hate everybody.
People would be jumping off in mass.
Nah, you're a legitimate New York hero. Outside of Rudy, you mention him all the time. I love Rudy, too. He's great. He's been out of office for about 100 years. Is there anybody serving in our great state today that you actually like? Hello? Is this on? Kurt?
Oh. Maliotakis in Staten Island, Brooklyn, as the congresswoman. She always takes a stand.
It literally took you like 10 seconds
Well, I wanted to process that. Because, you know, I don't trust any politicians. You hear the promo before my show comes on. Here is a politician who says, trust no politicians. In the name of Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. That's what we were talking about last night in that story. And all these Republicans and all these Democrats are, yeah, we got to do something about AOC, Caban, the Democratic Socialists of America. They never run candidates against them. They run in fear. Ask your guy, Eric Adams. You're going to join Curtis in solidarity? In a bipartisan joint effort to take out AOC, Caban, and the Democratic Socialists of America, who want to take even more money out of the police budget, who want to shut Rikers Island, who want to turn our city over to the criminals. I say to Eric Adams, we'll put aside our differences. Join me in solidarity. Next month, he's our keynote speaker at the Ronald Reagan Club in the belly of the beast, Astoria, which is the homeland, the motherland of AOC, Caban, and the Democratic Socialists of America, who want to destroy New York City and New York State. Make that offer to him, Sid, and you can sit side by side with us in solidarity. Let's take it to AOC all out crazy.
This is not going to happen.
What do you mean it's not going to happen?
Well, if it's not going to ask him that.
There's lots of good restaurants here in that store. Here we go on Steinway Street. Come on.
Hey, listen, we used to work. You know that WFAN for years was in the Kaufman Astoria building right
there
in Astoria.
Plenty of nice restaurants there. By the way, we could go to the Neptune Diner right before he goes over the Triborough Bridge. Never call it the RFK Bridge. The Triborough Bridge back to Manhattan. How about that?
I think,
and I'll pay for everything.
I think that the more we do these segments, and people love them, and they should. You're incredibly entertaining. You're a genius. But the more we do these, I almost feel like I should charge you money. This is almost like a therapeutic session for you. You get to yell and scream about Peter King and Eric Adams and Bo Dietl and AOC and all the people you hate in this city. This has become Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at 7 by basically your psychiatric couch.
And what are you, my shrink?
Yes.
What are you going to charge me, like $1,000 an hour? You know, it's considered a badge of courage when you live in Manhattan. Oh, who's your shrink? Who's your therapist? Blue-collar, middle-class people don't even want to talk about that. Rich people, they love to say, hey, this is my shrink. This is my psychiatrist. Why don't you use them? Notice the difference between the rich and the blue-collar working class, which your guy, Eric Adams, is not. I'm blue-collar. Yeah, with a $5,000 customized suit. Did you see him in Albany there?
He looked great.
What the hell was that suit there with the vest? I mean, my God. You know, in the days of Pablo Escobar, the Medellin cartel, he didn't have suits that cost that much money. Ask him, who's his tailor? Where does he get these customized suits? How can he afford this shit?
That'll be the first question, I promise, okay?
Please, please. And by the way, whatever happened to Bitcoin, whatever happened to cryptocurrency, whatever happened to blockchain, he doesn't even mention it anymore because they're all criminals.
Noon to 1 every weekday afternoon, all weekend long, overnights. Nobody does it like Curtis Sliwa, and another amazing Wednesday morning appearance right here.
Thank you, Mr. Ratings King. You lead and we'll follow. Great job, Sid Rosenberg. Leading the pack, and we follow.
Look who's talking, the great Curtis Sliwa, one of the all-time greats, the icon, the legend, right here with me, Sid Rosenberg.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.